Christ is risen. Every Sunday is Easter Sunday from now on. Matthew 18:20, Jesus says, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them." So gathered together, connected in with the name of Jesus Christ, we know that Jesus is with us. So welcome to our worship of God on this first Sunday after Easter Sunday and the day before the solar eclipse. So welcome to our worship this morning. Please look over the announcements on page 6 of the bulletin. Several events are going on in the area even still today, so be aware of that. Remember the invitation to the cookie and coffee reception in honor of Norma Fish's 90th birthday. That will be down in the parish hall after the 10:30 service. And the altar flowers are in honor of Norma's 95th. I can see her smiling face directly right there. So happy birthday. Share with you that the congregational meeting that had been scheduled for April 21st is being postponed. The consistory is going through some other questions about the process, and they will get back to you. They're going to have a meeting on Thursday, and so we'll have more news to share next Sunday. Anna Yoder was supposed to sing once again this morning, but she has had symptoms during the week, and so she is being postponed as well. So pray for her health, and we look forward when that time when she'll feel good enough that she can offer special music for us in our worship. This first Sunday of April, we look to the mission of the month, and for April, that is Growing Hope Globally. And here is a picture of Elizabeth, who is a mom and a gardener in Northeast India. And so Growing Hope Globally, here's some info. Founded in 1999 as Foods Resource Bank, Growing Hope Globally started when Stryker, Ohio farmers Vernon and Carol Sloan invited their neighbors to become part of the solution to world hunger by shipping corn from their fields to developing countries. And if you knew Dick and Lois Hare, they were some of those neighbors, and St. John's was involved in some of those early years. But the Sloans quickly learned shipping was too costly, nearly 15 times the cost of the grain itself, and that would wreak havoc on local farmers and markets. So needing a new idea, they sat down with a handful of Christian organizations that fund and run international food security programs. Their unique solution? Use the proceeds from crops raised and sold in the U.S. to fund agricultural development programs overseas. And that seed of an idea has blossomed into a network of community growing projects in more than 20 states in our nation. And together, over 2 million people have been helped to grow lasting solutions to hunger. For Elizabeth, in this picture, things started to look up when she and 10 other women formed a farmers group under the auspices of a local mission partner. Until then, her family depended mostly on their small farm and any meager earnings they could get from day labor, and life was a struggle. The other women elected Elizabeth as the group secretary, though she had never kept records of any kind, and certainly not for a group. She was first trained in bookkeeping, so she could carry out her responsibilities confidently. Now she is able not only to keep the group's records, but to teach other members how, which comes in very handy in her own home as well. Elizabeth says, "The local partner also offered training to our group members on health, nutrition, improving water, sanitation and hygiene, kitchen gardening and composting, conservation farming techniques, and adding value to what we produce and what we sell. This is the first opportunity any of us have ever had to receive such instruction. It has been so helpful." After learning all about home gardening, she immediately began a kitchen garden right by her house. She cultivates a variety of vegetables, including garlic, mustard, beans, tomatoes, and carrots. She's delighted that her garden provides a regular supply of good quality vegetables that contain all kinds of vitamins and minerals, she says. "As a mother, it makes me happy that my children are eating nutritious, delicious, chemical-free food that I grow for them and that I have enough to share with my neighbors. I've always had to buy any vegetables we ate at the weekly market, but now I can save that money and use it for other purposes for my family. So we support, with two churches from Stryker, we support a growing project in Stryker. It's along Route 34. So any donations that you want to give to either GHG, Growing Hope Globally, or MAM, Mission a Month, you can mark that on checks or envelopes and support that. Let us turn to our worship of God as we have our praise team come and lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning, church. What a beautiful and sunny day it is today. And he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Perfect. I was going to see if you guys were awake this morning. But praise God. Let us begin our worship with singing Crown Him Majesty.
Shall not fail through all eternity. King of kings, oh come adore our God who reigns forevermore. Praise God who reigns forevermore. You're the God who reigns forevermore.
Our opening psalm scripture comes from Psalm 119. Reading verses 17 through 20. Do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. Let us pray together. O loving Father, we are gathered together here in your Son's name for worship and praise. We thank you for how you've been at work in each of our lives individually this past week. We thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit to guide us. We pray now that you would focus our thoughts, our attention on you and on our worship. We proclaim that Jesus is alive and that the tomb is empty. Help us as we ponder all that that truly means. Open our eyes and our ears to know and understand, and open our hearts that we might act on what we believe. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers and loving us so perfectly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please rise as you're able. And let's join our voices with joy and thanksgiving in songs of praise to our risen Lord. Our first song is Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, followed by a live medley.
I want to see.
Christ with one another.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. Do you have a favorite Disney movie that you like? No favorite Disney movies? You have one. What's that? Encanto? All right. Any others? If you don't have any, you got to go back to your seats. No, not really. What's your favorite Disney movie? What's that?
Turning Red.
Turning Red? Wow, that'd be kind of interesting. I got to watch more Disney movies. Now, maybe out there, a majority of the congregation might remember a movie from long, long ago. Now you see him, now you don't. Back in the 70s. Long, long time ago, but it was a great Disney movie. It's about a college student who came up with a formula that when sprayed on objects or even people, they disappeared. They just disappeared. And there was a group of guys trying to steal that formula so they could make themselves invisible so they could rob from banks. They never got successful. But it's a pretty funny movie, and if you turn around, here's a short clip from Now You See Him, Now You Don't.
Hey, I might be able to use this.
Look at that, he disappeared.
Good luck.
Now watch. What's that? Footprints
in the sand. What's a nice fall like you doing in a place like this?
Uh-oh.
We'll give them something to talk about this time.
Who's carrying that ball?
Perfect.
We don't know.
Oh, a farmer in the dell, a farmer in the dell. Ah, oh, there he is, a farmer in the dell.
Maybe it trickled up on the green.
Ha! Don't be silly. You could see it if it did. Besides, you can't hit every ball on the green.
Skylar, look in the hole.
Huh?
Look in the hole.
Look in the hole.
Oh, well, why didn't I think of that? I'm going to look in the hole, Mr. Forsythe.
Of course, in the hole, yes. There's no other place.
Well, there's that little Vickers in the hole.
It's amazing, Higgins. Absolutely amazing.
Isn't it?
Now you see him, now you don't. Maybe you can find that online somewhere and you can watch the whole thing. It's pretty funny. Now that's not real. That's just a movie. But believe it or not, our Bible story from this morning in the Gospel of Luke talks about somebody disappearing. They saw him, and then they didn't. And it's from the Bible, so we know it to be true. But there were two men walking along the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And as they were walking, a person came up and joined them. So now there were three men walking, and it was Jesus who was joining them, but they did not recognize him as Jesus. This was after he had been crucified on the cross, and after the resurrection, it was the same day that he had been resurrected in the morning. And they're walking back to their home, and Jesus joined them, but somehow God didn't let them recognize him as Jesus. So they walked along, and Jesus explained all kinds of things from the Old Testament to the New Testament about himself, even though they didn't know Jesus was talking. And then at the end of the journey, they sat down at a table, and Jesus, he picked up some bread. And after giving thanks, he broke the bread and he gave it to them to eat. And suddenly, they recognized it was Jesus. And then the Bible says he disappeared. Now you see him, now you don't. Well, those two disciples, they were so amazed about what they had just witnessed that they went all the way back, those 7 miles all the way back to Jerusalem, even though it was probably at dark by the time they got back, and they got to all the other disciples and the women that had been at the tomb, and they told them what had happened. And then Jesus appeared in that group, and he talked to them, "I am not a ghost." And he showed them the hands, his hands, where the nail holes were, and they all came to believe that this really was Jesus. A real story that Jesus died and he arose. A real story that he was eating at the table and then he disappeared. But it's from the Bible. And so we know it to be true. And if we want to know Jesus, we have to read the Bible and we have to ask Jesus into our heart. And we can recognize Jesus because he promises to be with us always. Always. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for these children, and we pray that as they continue to grow up in faith, Lord, that they may know Jesus and his love. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. I'm working to recruit some other people of the congregation who want to offer children's messages, and that's a perfect example of how easy it can go. Sometimes people are concerned about what children might say or ask, but that was a quiet group. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, I might have said that Norma was 95. That was Denzel Miller, turned 95 on Wednesday. She's only 90, so if I misstated, I correct that. As we come into a prayer, I was told that Teresa Mann probably was taken to the hospital during the Sunday school hour. She was having something, and so Gary took her over there, and someone's going to follow up, but we can be praying for Teresa and Gary this morning. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, as we bow before you, gathered here and listening in, the psalmist describes himself as a stranger on earth, which means we as your servants are strangers on this earth. For we are citizens of your kingdom, not citizens of any kingdom of the world. And we are pilgrims on a journey, called by you to pick up our cross and to walk in the lighted path that Jesus Christ sets for us. What a wondrous miracle the resurrection of Jesus Christ truly is. And we have hope. We have hope in our pilgrimage, looking to the day when Christ returns, safe through his mercy and his grace showered upon us in our lives of faith. We need not fear in our pilgrimage through this world, because spiritually, as we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have forgiveness of our sins, and we have hope in light and love. Lord, as we do live in this world, as your servants, we pray for strength for our journey, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to counsel us in our devotion to your word, the Bible, that its depth, its wonder, its instruction be a blessing in our lives and in the lives of our church and in the lives of your world. Lord, in the wonder of a solar eclipse, when there is light and then there is darkness and then there is light, Lord, remind us that in the darkness of the world, your light proclaims your truth and your grace and your love. And we give you praise this day and always. Lord, we pray for the congregational process. We pray for the consistory as they meet. We pray for Jocelyn as she awaits. Lord, we pray for peace and direction, in your knowledge, in your strength. We pray for Teresa and for Gary. Lord, whatever is going on with Teresa this day, we thank you that there are medical resources available. And we pray that they can just determine what happened and what's going on. Lord, we pray for Sue Steiner as she's home from the hospital waiting for surgery to be scheduled. We pray for Casey as she recovers from her ACL surgery. We pray for Regina Beck, who's now in therapy at Roop Rehab and trying to gain strength and movement in order to have further chemo treatments. We continue to pray for Ben and Sue as Ben continues to go through therapy. Lord, may each day there be progress. Lord, we pray for Stuart and for Rhonda. We pray for Stuart being able to eat and be able to gain strength and weight as he goes through this battle of cancer. We pray for your faithfulness to them and their faithfulness to you. We pray for Jody, who's recovering from another leg surgery, and that this one has gone better in terms of less nerve pain. We pray for the Willis family. We pray for Tom and Megan and the people of the islands as they finish up their month of fasting and prayer. Lord, as a congregation, we pray that your Spirit would open up our eyes, the eyes of our heart, to your will, to your blessing, and to your salvation. And hear us as we pray together, as you have taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.